Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, yesterday we were introduced to one of the seven disciples that were selected among the brethren to take care of the physical needs arising within the church so that the apostles could continue to focus on spreading the gospel. This man's name was Stephen, and as we read yesterday, he didn't just stick to the task that he was assigned. He was doing great wonders and signs, no doubt in addition to teaching the gospel message. But this was met with resistance, even though Luke records that they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he, Stephen, was speaking. In other words, the truth he was sharing was undeniable, and yet people were trying to deny it. These folks would do similar to what was done against Jesus, and they stir up the crowd against him and then put him on trial. We can't afford to forget that one of the accusations hurled at Stephen was that he spoke blasphemous words against Moses and God. Other accusations were also made, but the chapter concludes with Stephen having a face that appeared as though it were that of an angel. Perhaps not a simple coincidence, but I believe this would be likened to how Moses himself appeared coming down from Mount Sinai in Exodus 34 and Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17. All three of these cases are dealing with men who were armed with the truth and who were clearly doing the will of God. So, where does Stephen go from here? How could he make them see that he was telling the truth and not being blasphemous? Well, he couldn't. Because none of us can make anyone see the truth. Jesus had plenty of doubters and bloodthirsty men in his day as well. Just look at the Pharisees sometime. But all of that being true, Stephen didn't just throw in the towel. He was asked about the accusations in chapter 7 and verse 1, with the high priest simply asking, "Are these things so?" And so from verses 2 through 53, of which we don't have time to read together today, Stephen takes the stand and he eloquently recounts Old Testament Jewish history, the same history that they would have known themselves, but he connects it to Jesus. And of the Old Testament people that Stephen speaks of, he brings up Moses, and he shows that Moses was even looking to someone greater to rise up in verse 37, as Stephen said, "This is the Moses who said to the Israelites, 'God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers.'" In fact, we read in Luke 24, verse 27, when Jesus met disciples on the road to Emmaus following his resurrection, that, quote, "beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." But as Stephen made the same connections as Jesus did, Stephen concludes his testimony here in Acts chapter 7 with a scathing rebuke of his audience in verses 51 through 53, where he said, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered, you who received the law as delivered by angels and did not keep it." Perhaps it was because he was filled with the Spirit, or because he already had a read on his crowd, or both. But Stephen knew the hearts of this crowd, this council, and he knew that the history of old would indeed repeat itself. And so I invite you to take the opportunity to read all of this account on your own, Acts chapter 7, verses 1 through 53, and then join me back here tomorrow as we look at the response of the crowd and ultimately Stephen. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow for more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.